The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
There was a fellow who came into shul Purim night, a drop on the, or Purim morning, I think it actually was the place. He came and dropped on the late side, and he missed the brachas. And by the time they were ready to start laying the Megillah, when he came in, when they were about to start by Hibi Me'ach Hashem, he listened to shul when they were about to start the words by Hibi Me'ach Hashem. So he had a suffolk. Is it more kedai to hear the Megillah without brachas, right? Or is it more kedai for him to go out, make brachas, and lay the Megillah via chitz, right? Is it better for him to go lay the Megillah with the brachas, or is it better to go ahead and have Reb Am Hadras Melech, which takes precedence, Reb Am or brachas? So he was mahar b'daitaya tonight that if the halacha is that it's better to get out of brachas, he wants to be yaitzen now without the brachas. If it's better to go ahead and to have Reb Am Hadras Melech, if it's better for him to go ahead and be yaitzen with the brachas, so then he's going to go ahead and he's going to lay the Megillah. He's going to lay the Megillah again later on. So what happened was after he heard the whole Megillah, so he went to a Goyin Echad. Let's say who the Goyin was, but usually a Goyin Echad. And over here, the first of Yashiv, but Kubina. I'm not taking Christ. So he went to a Goyin Echad. He told the Goyin Echad, "Is it better to go ahead and hear the Megillah with the brachas, or is it better to hear the Megillah with the Reiv Am Hadras Melech?" So he said that the Goyin Echad answered him that this is an alta sofik by him. Itaka doesn't know the pshitas. It's the alta sofik by him. So the alta sofik, so he should go ahead and he should lay over the Megillah now without brachas. Right? He should go ahead and he should lay over the Megillah without a bracha. Because maybe he was Yetzer, right? Because we can't be machmir the Sufik, whether Reiv Am is more important or Brachas is more important. On the tzad that Reiv Am was more important, he was Yetzer already. So, right? So Mela, he can't go ahead and make a Bracha. On the tzad that Brachas is more important, he wasn't Yetzer. So Mela, this Goyin Echad Paskin, that he should go ahead and he should lane over the Megillah without Brachas.
Was it back in the house? You already heard
without Brachas? No, because he wasn't Yetzer.
Why wasn't
he? The guy came into Shul late. Again. He'll know that it's not. The guy came into shul late. The guy missed the brachas. He heard about Hibi Me'ach Hashveish. He was mesukkah whether it's kedai to hear the Megillah now with Reiv Am, or was it kedai to lay b'yichidus with brachas, right? Which is odd, the Reiv Am with the brachas. So mainly he was master b'daitai that if Reiv Am is better, so he wants to be yaitzer now. If brachas is better, I'll be yaitzer later. Afterwards he went to ask a shayla, and he went to a goyin echad to ask a shayla, and this goyin echad told him that by him it's a suffix for mamish for yarn, whether what's more important, brachas or reivam. So Mela, now he's in a masay sofik, he was yates the Megillah, and sofik he was not yates the Megillah. Therefore he should go ahead and he should lean over the Megillah without the brachas, because maybe he was yates, maybe he wasn't yates, he can't punish the sofik, so Mela should go ahead and lean over the Megillah on Kain Tanoim without any brachas. That ad kara maisa. So the Chutzis Mei Purim, he has two Ha'aras on the Maisa. The first Ha'ara he has on the Maisa is that L'chayr, the person's Tanai, was not Klapei Shmai Gal Yadika Tanai. Is this Odif or is that Odif, right? Because what's going to happen? What happened with the Seifel here? The Seifel here, he ended up laying the Gilead out the Brachas. So the Brachas Yisaivi didn't get, right? So L'chayr, the Tanai which he meant to make is he didn't mean to make a Tanai. That if this is Odif or that is Odif, right? The question the Tanai he meant to make is, if it's Odif for me to chap the Brachas, if it's Odif for me to chap the Reivam. Saivi is not chapping the brachas, right? Baal Saivi is not chapping the brachas. So l'chayr, that wasn't the das of his tnai. That's how he made it tnai b'dibur. So then you can go ahead and you can clear exactly what the words he said. If the words he said in his tnai would have been if Reiv Am is more vichtik or his brachas more vichtik. So if he would have said it like that, then ein you could have a tzad that you let it go without the brachas. Well, l'chayr, his das was that he should chap right the of brachas. So Baal Saivi is not going to chap the brachas. So Mela, it's not going to be in gear. That's what. No, so he had a king with tonight.
That's not what he meant.
That's not what he meant. And it's his time.
What was the other tzad? He lost the other tzad.
He can't get brachas, so therefore, he wants to be yaitzer now.
So what was his tzad?
His tzad was that if the brachas was better and he's going to get the brachas, if he's going to fadin the brachas. But he's not fadin the brachas, Ivy.
The
He only made it tonight. He didn't make it tonight because he wanted to make a hypothetical tonight. So had he spoken out of tonight, so could be he could have tripped over himself, right? He could have made it tonight. Is that nusach? That if this is better, if that's better, he could have tripped over himself. But l'chayre, that's not what he had in mind, right? He didn't make it tonight. He made it tonight. B'machshava. So l'chayre, he wanted to say that if it's better for me to have the brachas, he decided to have the brachas. L'chayre, he lost the brachas idea. Okay, that's not a shayla. But the second shayla he asked, because is the ikar shayla which I wanted to address. The ikar shayla he asked is as follows. That l'chayra, vashkofa restrain it would seem, that you mechuyev to go ahead and say brachas on the Megillah, right? You mechuyev to go ahead and make brachas on the Megillah, right? Mashenkin roivam, pash, this is only a hiddur ba'alma. So if you have a shayla, how could you declare a shayla, is it more odif to have brachas? Or is it more odif to have roivam, right? How could you declare a shayla, is it more odif to have brachas, or more odif to have roivam? L'chayra is bachadava pashat. Brachas is double, which is mechuyev. Roivam is a hiddur ba'alma. Right? Rav Am is a Hidr Ba'alma. So Baal Rav Am is a Hidr Ba'alma, and Brachas is Zach, which mentions Mechuyev, right? So Mamela, the Chayr is the Chadav of Pashat, that if you have a choice between Rav Am and Brachas, if you Mechuyev and Brachas, Rav Am is a Hidr Ba'alma, the Chayr is Pashat that Brachas have a Kadima over Rav Am, and the Shaila is, what's the mocking list topic, whether the Rav Am should go ahead and be more Choshev than the Kana Brachas?
No,
he should have Zachim Yitz. When you ate with his
right
arm. Why was the good echo mistapic? What is the mukim? What's the mukim mistapic? What's the mukim mistapic to whether brach is odif or right arm? Right, yeah, well, right, that's it. That's how right. Okay. So the emphasis is, if you look around a little bit, that's really the point that I wanted to discuss. This is just a hechatimtza to discuss the shayla. But if I'll say the yisoid, and then we'll bring rais to the yisoid. The yisoid l'chayra is the vaisdois, the Indian of kriya ba'asara. The Indian of kriya ba'asara is from the ikar cheftza of kriya ha-Megillah. Because as the briskov is mazer, we'll discuss more in a few minutes, that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is not a mitzvah to be carried this part of Kriyas of Kisvei HaKadosh. The Haina, when we lane Shabbos morning, the mitzvah of laning is to be carried B'Tayyar B'Rab. When we go ahead and we lay Nevi'im, right? We lay Nevi'im. So Nevi'im is, it's a mitzvah to be carried the Torah of Nevi'im B'Rab. They used to lane, Taisa says in Shabbos, that they used to lane Kisvei HaKadosh as a Haftayr Shabbos Mincha, which is the Makar that some people have a minute to say to Kapitel Tehillim, before they put away the Sefer Torah. So that was a din of a mitzvah of limud of Kisvei HaKadosh, a mitzvah of limud of Ksuvim. The takana of Kriyas HaMegillah is not a takana to go ahead and be kirei this chelik of Kisvei HaKadosh. It's not the takana of the Megillah. And therefore, the Megillah in a certain way is not even considered to be limud HaTayr. That the Megillah is not even considered to be limud HaTayr. But rather, the Kriya, the etzem Kriya of Mikra Megillah is a Kriya of Pirsumei Nisa. The Ikka Halacha of Kriyas HaMegillah is a Kriya of Pirsumei Nisa. And since the Ikka Takana is a Kriya of Pirsumei Nisa, so therefore the Inyan of Rav Am, of Megillah, is not a Dover Noisif. The Haino that every mitzvah we do, there's Inyan Rav Am Hadas Melech, that a person should go ahead and do the mitzvah of Rav Am. But rather, the Inyan of Rav Am at Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chelik of the Pirsumei Nisa Shabai, and is a Chelik of the Etzem Takana of Kriyas HaMegillah. And L'chayr, there's a Pashtaraya, that the Gemara says at the beginning of Mesechta Megillah, Mikan Somchu Shel Beis Rebbe, right? Mikan Somchu Shel Beis Rebbe, that you Mevatel Talmud Torah for Kriyas HaMegillah. You Mevatel Talmud Torah for Kriyas HaMegillah. So, the Ritva itself in art. That, what do you mean? What do you mean, Mevatel Talmud Torah for Kriyas HaMegillah? L'chayr, Talmud Torah, Guf is Kriyas HaMegillah. Sorry, Kriyas HaMegillah, Guf is Talmud Torah. It's a Chelek M'Ksuvim, So therefore, laying in the Megillah, Vada is a Kiyim of Kriyas HaTorah. So what's the Indian of Mevatel? So the Ritva says that the Pshat is, he brings the Taisus Be'emes and says, come out the same thing, that the Indian of Mevatlin is to go lane it Petzibah. That even though a person can go ahead and lane it B'yachit, right? Even though theoretically a person in his base Medrash can go ahead and lane the Megillah B'yachit. But Lemaisa, we're Mevatel Talmud Torah, I could take half to go ahead and lane it Petzibah. And not only that, Taisa goes even one step weiter, and Taisa says that even if a person has a small tzibur, he has a sara, but with mevatel talmud Torah and with mevatel avoda, to go ahead and hear the Megillah with aggressor tzibur, right? To hear the Megillah with aggressor tzibur. Now that's the halacha l'moshe l'gabi tefila b'tzibur. tzibur, right? Tzagav tefila b'tzibur. Once a person already has a sar in a base medrash, everybody's masking that there's no inyan to go ahead and mevafel talmud tayyar to go ahead and daven with a reivam. So shayla chleks mechavim ramah whether tefila b'yechidus in base medrash is odif than to go ahead and daven with a reivam. But everyone's masking that once you have a sar in the base medrash, there is no inyan to go ahead and mevafel talmud tayyar to go ahead and daven with the reivam. Mikra Megillah, it's often a Rishayim, that a person is Mevatel, a person's Vatel Talmud Torah, even the time it takes, even though he has a Sara, to go ahead and lay it B'Reivam. So the Pshat is, because the Kriya of Megillah B'Reivam is a Chelik of the Ikar Takana Pesuei Nisa. Because like we said before, and we mazim more in a few minutes, that the Yisoyed of Kriyas HaMegillah is a Kriya of Pesuei Nisa, and therefore the more Pesuei Nisa there is, the Gresser Akiyam a person has, and we'll also see in a few minutes that you talk about if a person is carrying an oifin where there is no pursuma nisa, he's mamish not yetzah. Now another makar to this you say before we get fancy is the Gemara in Daf Hei. The Gemara in Daf Hei has a sugya over here that the kfarim who are makin kriyei maknisa. So the Gemara says that brings like this that Megillah shaloi bizmana, everybody's masking they need a sara. If you don't have a sara, so then there's no pursuma nisa, you're not yetzah. Masha'enkein Megillah Bizmana, it's machlekes. Rav holds that you can carry Isa B'Yachid. Rav Asi holds that you carry Isa B'Tzibur. Zog Rashi. What's the Yisrael of machlekes? So the machlekes is not whether Pesumin Yisrael is ma'akav. Machlekes in Rav and Rav Asi is not whether Pesumin Yisrael is ma'akav is mana. Rav says the shah is like this. The Rav holds, Miteichu chayvu bay bayayim, al chol yachid v'yachid, kairin oisa b'afilo b'yachid, why? The kashah kail kairin bay ika pirsum anis. That because many people are laying even b'yachid, so therefore you can have a Pesumin Yisrael, even though one yachid's here, and one yachid's there, and one yachid's there, and one yachid's there, memeil it's still shayach to have Pesumin Yisrael. Rav Asi holds no, that because you don't have 10 people in base medrash with you b'shash when you're laying the Megillah, so mainly you don't have Pesumin Nisa. But everybody's masking that the Pesumin Nisa of the Megillah is a Tanai which is Ma'akim in Pesumin Nisa. The Shaila is just whether you can go ahead and you can have Pesumin Nisa, when you're laying at home alone. But Avada, there's a Tanai in Megillah that needs Pesumin Nisa, and without Pesumin Nisa, a person's talking mamish not going to be Yetzir Megillah. Taisus over here, very Santa Taisus. Taisus declares a shayla like this. He says, Machlokes Rav and Ravasi, how we paskin. So he says like this. He says that, halacha, he says, we paskin that you can lay the Megillah be yechidus. We hold halacha like Rav that you can lay the Megillah be yechidus. He brings a riot, because the Gemara says later on. The Gemara says later on that Megillah Aksuvim ben Aksuvim, if a person lanes has a Megillah Aksuvim ben Aksuvim, the Hainu, that you have a safe Aksuvim, and the Megillah is Nichol Taich Aksuvim. So the Gemara says that Megillah Aksuvim ben Aksuvim is only kosher to lane B'Yachid, it's not kosher to lane B'Tzibur. It's only kosher to lane B'Yachid, it's not kosher to lane B'Tzibur. So if you want to lane B'Tzibur, it has to either be tall, the Parshas Megillah's Esther has to either have the cloth has to be a little bigger, a little smaller, that it should stand out more B'Tzibur. So Baal Tik Mor says the Chilah Kam B'Yochid Kam B'Tzibur is the Chmuchach LaHalacha that we lay in the Megillah Filo B'Yechidus, right? From the start of the Gemara over there. So on that, he goes Daita. On that, that Taisa goes Daita. And he says, V'Nire, what? B'Yechidus Yoytze, even if it's not bigger. Mashenkin, if it's what's called again, Mashenkin B'Tzibur, it has to be bigger. So Taisa over here says, Rav Yosef is Yushlayim Pasak. The Af B'Yochid Tzorach Levarach. Right? The Gval Gechidish Zaktaisis. The Af B'Yochid is Tzorach Levarach. V'chein Nira B'Tshubas Rashi. Sheheshif. Right? Nira B'Einai Zag Rashi. The Loishno B'Yochid, Loishno B'Tzibur, Echad Levarach Achayim Hashem. That Rashi also says that one can make a bracha on Megillas Esther when he lanes a B'Yechidus. Right? So the Shaila is that, L'chayr, if you tell me that we pass in the halacha, that one lanes Megillah B'Yachid. If you hold the halacha, one lanes Megillah B'Yachid, so Shaitz can make a bracha. What's the whole needin of whether you can go ahead and make a bracha when you lane in Megillah B'Yachidus or not? So the emphasis is that Levaita, a good yeshiv I don't have. But the Kutras Chanukah and Megillah, when he talks about this Taisis, he basically makes a strong point that you see that the etzem cheftza of Kriyas HaMegillah is B'Tzibur. That is the chefz of Kriyas HaMegillah. This that you lay in the Megillah, even if you be yachid, even if you can't find the tzibur, or even if you didn't make the tzibur, you lay in be yachid, but that's not what we call ikar takanasai. You're mechuyev to go ahead and do it. You're mechuyev to go ahead and do it. But since it's not ikar takanosai, there was a tzad to say that you don't make a bracha. Of them, kamashlo and taisvis, that even a kriya biyachid, the hain like we mazva from Rashi, that the presuming nisa is that cholly stick of presuming nisa, which goes ahead and is kail began sa'ilam, right, that it goes ahead and it's kail against Sa'ilam, that type of kriya also is a kriya, which is a mechayev of a bracha. But al koponim, you see over here that the mitzvah of kriya samegillah is totally in the psui nisa shemay. The mitzvah is to be mefaris in the nes, doch kriya samegillah. So about the mitzvah is to go ahead and be mefaris in the nes, doch kriya samegillah. So a mail we could taina, that the roiv am hadras melech, which we discussed over there, was not just stam a maila ba'alma in the roiv am, that to go ahead and go do all mitzvahs b'roiv am. But rather the Indian of Roivam, right? They say, Birch Sacham, it's Shem is Indian to go ahead and to make Birch Sacham of Roivam, right? That's Indian to go ahead, Roivam had this melech. Masha'enkein over here by Pesulim Nisa, where the Roivam is a chelik of the Ikatachana, and we're Mavapal Talmud Torah, in order to go ahead and lane the Megillah B'tzibur, the Hainu in a bigger Tzibur, even if you have a Tzibur, we're Mavapal Talmud Torah, to go ahead and lane the Megillah with a bigger Eilam, so the Pshat is, because that is the Cheftza of Kriyas HaMegillah, the Pesumei Nisa, the more Pesumei Nisa that there is, the more Pesumei Nisa that there is, the more of a Kiyum of Megillah that you have. So therefore, the Pesumei Nisa and the Roiv Am is not the Algemein of Milo of Roiv Am, but rather the Pshat is that that's a Chelik, it makes your Kiyum into a Gresser Kiyum. So that's the Shiloh, which we're clarifying. Do we say that since it's a Gresser Akiyim, so this Gresser Akiyim, even without a bracha, is a mile over a Poshta Akiyim, even though you have a Takanas bracha? Or do you say that since the Maisa Seif Kol Seif, whenever you do a mitzvah, even if you do the mitzvah in a lesser Eifin, this Farta Takanas bracha, so about you're missing the Takanas bracha that you're Mechuyivin, so in Mela, maybe the bracha is Adif. But what we're teaching up is that the etzim yisoid of Kriyas HaMegillah is the Pesumei Nisa Shavai, and the more Pesumei Nisa you have, that is the Gresser Akiyim that you have in Kriyas HaMegillah. Kurtis Chalak HaMegillah brings down, again, Tzat Losh and Ram, the Ram says that Kriyas HaMegillah is not a mitzvah, same Yidivei Sefer. Right? Vafilo kehana ba'avidosam, mevatlan avidosam, uvoin l'shvei amikra Megillah. V'chei mevatlan talmud Torah l'shvei amikra Megillah. Right? Kal v'chayr l'shar mitzvah shal Torah, shekulam nitchum neik mikra Megillah. Right? The Torah, v'adach mevatl Torah, nevra Megillah, is the kal v'chayr that all the mitzvahs were mevatl al tzmikra Megillah. So all the achreinim ask on the Ram, b'chayr the Ram is dachadav v'pela. Why? Because we know that we have a klal, Isaac mitzvahs patur mitzvah. Right? The all mitzvahs in the Torah, yedaycha, when you're busy with one mitzvah, you go ahead, Isaac mitzvahs patur ben mitzvah. Masha enke, which is negate the Talmud Torah, it's faket. The Talmud Torah is nitchas of nei kol mitzvahs. Right? Talmud Torah is nitchas of nei kol mitzvahs. So the shaila is, first what's the Ram saying, b'amash grace and nayas over here, what's the Ram saying that there's a grace and nayas that you're mevatal Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah, you're mevatal Talmud Torah for all mitzvahs. And the second pella is that l'chayr you can't learn out other mitzvahs in the fact of Avatal Torah, Talmud Torah. You have a Avatal Talmud Torah, stami Avatal Talmud Torah, Avatal Torah for all mitzvahs, right? For any mitzvah. So how could you learn out from over here, make say fakaret that because Talmud Torah you have a Avatal who adin, you have a Avatal all other mitzvahs. So basically, he goes to the whole Arichas over here, but the Yisoid is, and this is Mashmais of the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara is, that the Gemara is clearing whether you're mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah or not. Right? So the Gemara says you learn out from Avoda. If you say we mevatel Avoda for Talmud Torah, so then you mevatel for Mikra Megillah. Who are then you mevatel Talmud Torah because Avoda is bigger and Torah is bigger. That's the whole sugya over here. And the Gemara fears us. Amar Rab Chitli, Avoda Mikra Megillah Odif. Right? Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah Odif. So he says traps like this. And this that we go ahead and we're about to Talmud Torah for all mitzvahs, that's a din in Talmud Torah. Avada Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. But when a person learns Torah, so the pshat is about Talmud Torah is more choshev be'emesim than saying Kriyashma. Talmud Torah is more choshev than going ahead and shaking that sikadu. Right? So be'etzim, if you get down the chashivas of mitzvahs, the Talmud Torah should go ahead and be deich all other mitzvahs. Narvas is the halach and hilchas Talmud Torah. That a person who learns Torah has to learn Torah benas lasis. If you don't learn Torah benas lasis, so meilu the Torah dish can't Torah. So the reason why you mevatel Talmud Torah and they call it mitzvahs is halach and hilchas Talmud Torah. And the Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, because the halacha is halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That's halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, that you have a Talmud Torah, and they call it mitzvahs. But this Indian that the Gemara says, a Lashon of Rava, that Talmud Torah and Mikra Megillah is odif, Midos Malchus Shabbos Rebbe, what the Gemara is teaching up is that Mikra Megillah, the Etzem, is more odif than Talmud Torah. That Mikra Megillah has a Maila over Talmud Torah. Because Mikra Megillah is a more chashuv of a mitzvah. So if it has that mitzvah over Mikra Megillah, then the Gemara goes and declares Vaita whether it makes mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, which one is odif. But the Gemara is teaching up a chashivus in the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. And this chashivus of Mikra Megillah, the place where the oistruk is that this is the case, that you go ahead and you mevatel Talmud Torah to go ahead and lay in Pitzibur. That's not because of the Lumen Avonas Lasseis. Lumen Avonas Lasseis, theoretically, you can go ahead and be yay to the mitzvah in Beis Medrash, be Yechibis. The pshat is that the mitzvah itself is odif. About the mitzvah itself is odif. Not only is the mitzvah atzmai odif to be yaitza in a b'dievedika oifin, but to go ahead and be yaitza mamishin ol chatchil dika oifin is odif in Talmud Torah. So about the mitzvah is odif in Talmud Torah. So what the Ram is teaching you up is that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah in its best form, in its fullest form, to the point of the Reivam Hagris Melech, for the aggressive seem possible, you go ahead and use that to go ahead and to battle Talmud Torah. That is only because of an adifus that Mikra Megillah has kifnei atzmai. So if that all goes around that defus of Mikra Megillah, and if Mikra Megillah with all its pitchifkas, with even laying it with aggressive tzibras and vatal Talmud Torah, so that's the chayr. You have a raya that is Mikra Megillah kitzurasai. So even though maybe that prat is not ma'akev, and the brachas that brachas is a chi of gomer, and this is not a chi of gomer, but this is upketaych. What is Mikra Megillah? About it's upketaych. What's Mikra Megillah? About it's upketaych. What's Mikra Megillah? So Memela, since this upkite, what's Mikra Megillah? So Memela, that's why, just talking to say that Reivam Hadis Melech has Kedima over the Brachas. He goes right over here, which brings from the Brisker Rav, like I mentioned before, and the Brisker Rav says for Dovah Pashat that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is Bechefta, not a limud of Ksuvim, but rather Bechefta it is a, Kriya of Pesuvim Nisa. And he says with this you can Yashiv. He says, first of all, the halach is by Mikra Megillah, the ain medakta gimato yisrael. Right? Shalom, he says that there are two people who are laying the Megillah, one laying Yehudim and one laying Yehudim, and Lamaisa, the Rebbe, I don't remember who it was, he let them both go. Didn't make a difference. Yehudim, ain medakta gimato yisrael. In Talmud Torah, lamedakta gimato yisrael. Another halacha, which is brought in Mikra Megillah, is that he brings that Goyis Maimon, that the Goyis Maimon says, that when you lay chumash, when you lay Torah on Shabbos, you're supposed to be massively impossible pasuk. The pesukim stand by itself, and you're supposed to have a slight pause between pasuk and pasuk. So he said, Goyis Maimon says that no good b'kriyas haMegillah shloi lahafsek bein pasuk lepasuk, ela taketh l'siyim pasuk zeh maskel ba'isin neshiyim pasuk shachar. And he says, Sharei kari oisi yigeres. Then in kriyas haMegillah, you go straight from one pasuk straight into the other pasuk. So he says he's not like this. That the Gemara says it's also Gemara Megillah. The Gemara says in Daf Gimel that that Yikaru b'Sefer Elokim Mefayish. Right? The Gemara says by Ezra that Yikaru b'Sefer Elokim Mefayish the sum seichel vayavina b'mikra. So the Gemara dashes like this. Yikaru b'Sefer Elokim Mefura b'Sefer Elokim Ze Mikra Mefurash Ze Targum. The Ezra learned Targum with them. The sum seichel is Elo Apsukim. The Avinu B'taim Mikra is Piskei Taimim. The Amrule Elo HaMesayus. Right? That the Messiahs had to read each word exactly. So it's Taim B'Skra B'Azai. That these Zachim, the Ezra made, was Medaktik. Right? When Vayikar B'Tayim, he's Medaktik in Psukim. He's Medaktik in Messiahs. That was the din of Vayikar B'Sefer Elokim. That was didn't create that Torah. But because Ezra was teaching Torah, where Ezra, I don't know if Ezra was Mesif, Ezra was Mechadish, or we learn out from Ezra that when a person is Torah B'Torah, a person is Leimei Torah, there's a din of Leimei Torah, that the Leimei Torah should be Mefayrish, the Hainu with Targum, that it should be V'sum Seichel, the Hainu that each Pasuk should stand by itself, and Nachum is a din in Kriyas Torah Selekim by Yavinu B'Mikra, which is the Messiahs. That is a din in Kriyas Torah Selekim. So the Mail of Shabbos morning, when we lay, So we're being clear with Teres Lakim like Ezra did. So Mela, we have to go ahead and follow all the dinim and all the takonis which Ezra did. So Baal, we have to go ahead and follow all the dinim and all the takonis which Ezra did. So Mela, we have to go ahead and make sure we will kayim the sum sechel, mekayim that different sukkim, we mekayim mesayris, we mekayim to have different what's called different to have to the mesayris. Every word should be read correctly. Mashenkim by kriyas amigila, which is not by kolam b'tayris elikim. It's not the pshat. All is a mitzvah of pursuing nisa. So mela, the same way that there is no halacha of elah mesayris, that doesn't exist when you read Yehudim or Yehudim. So who adin? There's no halacha of Mesayris, there's no halacha to make sure that you read every single word properly. So Hakaponim Zeb Menachol from the Skirov that the Yisoid is Pesumah Nisa. We mechadish that the more Pesumah Nisa is, the aggressor the Kiyim of Megillah is, and therefore it's not a Tzai Noisaf, but it's aggressor Kiyim, and that's the Tzad that it's more Choshev than the Inyan of the Brachas. Just wanted to mention, and just not the Taina for Ramesha Sternbach, right? It's not the Taina for Ramesha Sternbach, the Ramesha Sternbach Taina is like this. We said before, Gemara, right? The Gemara says that if you lay in Megillah Ben Aksuvim, right? You lay in Megillah Ben Aksuvim, so if it's not higher or lower, right? It's not bigger. That part of the Megillah, so then the halacha is that the Chilp Ben Yochab Ben Mitzibah, right? The Chilp Ben Yochab Ben Mitzibah. The Yochab Yitzah, the Tzibah Yinah Yitzah. So all the mafarshim asked Tari Evan Bereisham the halacha brings halacha. It's a bomb kasha. How can you not be yaitzah b'tzibur if you yaitzah b'yachid? So good, the tzibur won't be yaitzah, it'll be yaitzah b'tzichidim. Well, how's the Evan gemalt? What's nageya that you yaitzah b'tzibur, without being yaitzah b'yachid? So there are various mahalchim. Tari Evan wants to say it's talking about Yom HaKnisa. It's talking about Yom HaKnisa where tzibur is ma'akiv. Right? I saw another teretz. That it's negated in Vafel Talmud Torah. As let's say you have a base medish, right? And you can learn the Megillah in your base medish. But in the shul down the block, the only Megillah they have available is a Megillah which is Ksuva Ben Aksuvim. So if you go there, you only have a Kriyas Yochan, you're not going to have a Kriyas Tiva, you might as well have a Kriyas Yochan, you don't have a Vafel Talmud Torah. To go there, you can learn the Megillah over here. I don't know why, if you have a better Megillah, you can learn it to them. Maybe you also have the same Megillah, only Megillah in Shtot. There's two such Megillahs in the Shtot, well, you later left or whatever. Al Kapar, that's only Megillah in Shtot, so Mela, you're going to be stuck. But Ramesh Tumah Taina, my name is mine, Taina's Ventures Santa Taina. He wants to say the Gemara means Kipchute. He says like this. He says that the Balt with Taichinov from the Risk of Rav, that the Yisoy the Kriyas of Megillah is that it's a Takana of Pesume Nisa. That is the Chefza of Mikra Megillah. The Chefza of Mikra Megillah is a Takana of Pesume Nisa. So Mela, we keep on saying that you lane Shaloy be Pesume Nisa, so you're not Yetzilcha, right? He says like this. The Yochid, we never find that a guy takes out a Sefer Torah to lane by himself. No one ever takes out a Navi to lane by himself. So if it comes Purim morning and you pull out a Navi and you pull out a Kisvei HaKadosh to start laning, it has Bechefs of Pesumei Nisa. If you're doing a Mad Nazach, what are you doing? Teretz is Purim today, so you're being Mepharis in the next. Mashenke B'tzibur, where we're angiving to be Kairei, B'Tayesha B'Ksav B'tzibur. We lane every Shabbos, we lane Nevi'im every Shabbos, right? We're angiving to go ahead and to lane B'tzibur. If you're going to go ahead with Tzibur and take out a Megillah Aksuvim and Aksuvim, which looks like a Pashta Kisvei HaKadosh document, what you've done is you've taken away the Pesumei Nisa. You've lained Unkei Pesumei Nisa. Because you've lained in the exact same Tzir that, you've lained in the exact same Tzir that people lay in the mouth. Because you took out a Kisvei HaKadosh, you lained the Tzibur. So in Mela, no one's going to chap that it's any different than the Kriya of Ksuvim that they used to lay in Shabbos HaMincha. No one's going to chap that it's a Kriya of Pesumei Nisa. The Eil's going to think it's a Kriya of Ksuvim. So in Mela, the Tzibur, you're talking about Yaitza. If you go ahead and you do it, B'yachid. So in Mela, there is a Pesumei Nisa. The Balts of Pesumei Nisa is Dachamad Nazach. So Mela, it's a Pesumei Nisa. Mashen, can you go ahead and lay it at the Tzibur? He wants Tainas. There's no Pesumei Nisa. So you're talking about Yaitza. What?
Tuesday morning. That's not
how it is. How many times
does Shlitzer
say the wrong game?
How many times
once? It's my Simcha Yen, Shlitzer gets up says the wrong game. Just wanted to assign the Kurtz Zach. There's a very interesting Hagoyis Maimnes at the beginning. There's a very interesting Hagoyis Maimnes at the beginning of Hilchos Purim. The Gaon's Maimonides brings down from the Siddur of Amram. And the Siddur of Amram states that you only say Al Hanisim Purim morning and Purim by Mincha. That Purim night, Purim night you do not say Al Nisan. There's no takana to say Al Nisan on Purim night. And he brings down that Rashi was chaylik. Rashi was chaylik, and Rashi held that we say Al Nisim. We say Al Nisim even on we say Al Nisim even on Purim night. So, one second. No, he just stops it. He stops. He says that we say Al Nisim even Purim nights. Now, L'chaira, there's a machlekas, a famous machlekas in Hilchas Chanukah, what the cheft of Al Nisim is. Rashi says that the Kavod Shmoni in Chanukah for Halal V'Hidah, so Hidah is Al Nisim, right? Hidah is Al Nisim, and therefore it's a cheft of V'Hidah. Mashenkin, the Rambam learns that Hidah is Adlok Saneris, and that's what the Velt says over, that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah Megillah, he doesn't bring Al Nisim. No one brings Al Nisim in Hilchas Tefillah. He doesn't bring it, because he holds it the Takana of Me'enam Eir, right? He holds it the Takana of Me'enam Eir. It's not a Takana of Me'enam Eir. It's not to do with the Hidah, Al Anis, right? It's not a Chelik of the Hidah Al Anis. So the Chayyid, the Machalis, Rabbi Amram Goyim's understanding that the Al Anis, all the Al Anisim was is that the Al Anisim was a kiyum of Haidah. So if it's a kiyum of Haidah, so Kolzman didn't lay in the Megillah, so Mela, he doesn't pass Me'enam Eir. L'chari is similar to the way that Achrayim talk about. The person doesn't have a Megillah, does he make a Shechiyana, right? Is it a Yontif Medarabonim? It's not a Yontif Medarabonim. So what you're talking to say, that the Pshad is that the Ram of God held is talking not a Yontif Medarabonim. Who wouldn't you don't make a Shechiyana? The reason why you say Al Anisim is Pasha Al-Sahidah, calls mind. You didn't lay in the Megillah, so there's nothing to be made for. So male is you don't have to go ahead and say Al-Anisim. Bashaykh and the Cholkim hold. Either they hold that Purim is a Yontif. So male is Takana of Me'en HaMa'ir. So that's where the Gloshna Gros Maim is. Or else you can argue and say, even if he doesn't pass Me'en HaMa'ir so much on Purim, but the Pshat is that since you're going to lay in the Megillah, so male already passed Sahidah, Kaidim the Megillah. But Al-Kolponim, we have a clear machlekes whether the Rabban Goy holds a chetz of Haidah, and the Agoyis Maimi says, klar, that it is a Me'en HaMa'ir. So I'll tell you what I was clearing. I was clearing like this. Could one be Yetzir the mitzvahs Hayyim before he lays in the Megillah? I guess Suda Pasha is also Suda before. The Shah is Matanas Lev Yainim. Could a person go ahead and begate the mitzvah Matanas Lev Yainim before he lays the Megillah? So it could be that one Katayna, that it's totally in how you understand. And as if you understand that Purim is Nishkein Yoyim, that the Purim is Nishkein Yoyim, and doesn't pass in the Enam Ayur, it doesn't pass Shech Yanu, there's the Megillah's Mechayiv, the Gevissa Haidah. So that Haidah, which is the Megillah's Mechayiv, it's Mechayiv you. To go ahead and shtench lachmanus machla simcha, then that to share your simcha would make a suda, to share your simcha with Evyainim, with the Ashirim, with everybody, with the Chaveirim, and that's it. But before you lay in the Megillah, there's no mokum klal l'klal to go ahead and to give matanus l'Evyainim. And taka, there are all holds on a yoyim haknisa, before you lay in the Megillah, you can't give matanus l'Evyainim. Matanus l'Evyainim has to follow the Megillah, because the Megillah is b'chayiv, the matanus l'Evyainim. But on Purim, theoretically, one could argue, and one could say that one could give matanus l'Evyainim before he lays the Megillah. So the emphasis is, if you look at Yisrael Sharish HaVeidah, the Yisrael Sharish HaVeidah says, Saket, he says the one doctor should be Matanas Levyanim before he has the Megillah. Because he says, if you can go ahead and tell you finish the Gansa Megillah and Allah and the Gansa Davening and you go give the money to the Ani, he's not going to have any time to go ahead and buy any stuff. It's going to be mid-afternoon. So in Mele, you have to go ahead, he says before, I guess he wasn't Davening Nets, before Nets, but he says that you should go ahead on the way to the shul, he says you drop off the money by the Ani to make sure that the Ani has enough to eat on Purim. That's more Mohuda Dika Eifen. So if you learn like this, Yisrael Yisrael Shavayit, you can miyash the Velt's Kasha. Because the Velt has the Kasha, which Shavuot says that when you make the Shech Yonu of Rom, that when they make the Shech Yonu, they should have in mind for the Shara Mitzvah Hayyim, right? If you make Shech Yonu, you have in mind for the Shara Mitzvah Hayyim. So this, what are the Shara Mitzvah Hayyim? So he says, from Shleich Monis and to Sudas Purim, right? You should have in mind for Shleich Monis and Sudas Purim. But he doesn't mention Matanas Lavyanim. The Velt asks, why doesn't he mention Matanas Lavyanim? So Rabbi Felder brings out two truths, and he said that Rabbi Shabik told him once, the pshat is, that since it's etzem orders a mitzvah tzaka, so therefore the mitzvah mamash b'chol yeim, it's about the mitzvah mamash b'chol yeim, so male doesn't pass like shechianov. And he's bringing out for Rabbi Heinemann, Rabbi Heinemann told him that the pshat is, that since the oni has tzar, so how can you say shechianov if yena has tzar? It's like you don't say tzchadish on a beged of or. Because you don't want to go ahead and waste another beged. So on the bottom, he's mastic, he's not so happy, he brings down a shiloh of pasha to get a new coat, whether a new leather coat. Can you make shechianu? Can you make shechianu? Can you make chadoshim? We make shechianu because primi godim bring the stechemet, that the stechemet says that brings a moral. You shouldn't make a shechianu. Shechianu stechemet self argues. You couldn't make a shechianu. Al kaponi, you have no sawa shechianu, which tells truth to the shiloh of tzar. But I was thinking that lately, say shesha avodah is pasha. Why you don't make a shechianu? Why you don't have matanas levyanim? Why? Right. I like to say shesha. It's pasha. Why you can't make a shechianu on the Tanis Levyanim? Because you did it already. Because you already did it. You gave him the way into Shachas. So if you gave him the way into Shachas, so big chayuk leim, we did the way into Shachas. So mele, it's pashas. He's done already. So mele, Shachyanu's only left for the mitzvah shalach.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.